News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
Francis Fitzgerald, former Taoiseach, currently advisor to the G7 on gender equality and ambassador for Ruhama, is with us to bring us up to speed on some of the stories that you may have missed. And if we cast our mind back in politics in Ireland, one of the biggest political scandals in history was about the state intervention in respect to phone calls and the tapping of phone calls. And it led to, I think, a generation of politicians who were terrified to use the phone in any context. More modern politicians thought that they were safe in having conversations that couldn't be interdicted. Turns out they're wrong. Ursula von der Leyen has
less safe than ever, Anton. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I think that scare back with, wasn't it, Geraldine Kennedy?
Correct.
That definitely cooled, I think, intervention from anybody in Irish politicians' phones or journalists. But now we have a whole new situation with spyware, with Pegasus, with disinformation, misinformation. We always talk about it here. And clearly, this will send shivers down the spines of journalists and politicians. This is the high-level official, Ursula von der Leyen's communications chief, on a off-the-record, so much for off-the-record phone call, which was intercepted, which was played on Hungarian media and was uploaded on YouTube, 9 minutes, and they have no idea who did it. They examined her phone. They can't find anything. She has been named in the last few days, but they're not officially naming her. And obviously,
the official this is.
Yes, the official. She's an Irish. It's an Irish woman. I mean, she is being named Alexandra Henman. She was appointed to Ursula von der Leyen last year as her chief communications advisor. So the commission would be extremely worried about this.
But extremely I assume this therefore worried. Means that all verbal communications on telephones from any significant figure in governments around Europe, you have to think twice.
Oh, well, most people, I think most prime ministers assume their phones are tapped, to be honest.
Do they?
I really think so, and ministers. I mean, it's very easy to tap them if somebody wants to. And I think secrecy and confidentiality, people would be very wary of it. I mean, it's a bit like the emails now, isn't it? That people are getting so cautious. We're back to talking to one another,
but
maybe.
Extremely difficult, though, in a context where essentially 99.99999% of communications either happen through
Absolutely.
Email, through text message, or through mobile phone.
We live in a very strange world where the whole concept of privacy, despite what the big tech companies say, and, you know, they don't want any access to encrypted material because of privacy, but actually, the whole thing is very accessible anymore, I think, and very worrying and hard to do business in that context, but you have to.
I mentioned your role in the being gender equality advisor to the G7 and ambassador for Ruhama, which of course is an agency that acts against sex trafficking and gender violence. I see judges adopting new heavier sentence guidelines for domestic violence offences. And this comes in a week when we've seen some horrendous domestic violence cases work their way through the courts. Does that make a difference? Does that,
yes, absolutely.
Does it?
It does. And what's very interesting is where it's come from, which I think is really important. Judges were often seen as, you know, hands off, don't tell us what to do. And yet, especially women working in this area, we're always saying, look, there's a need for more training and understanding of what goes on with domestic violence, particularly with intimate partners. And so what happened, and I introduced it originally in 2017, this Judicial Council Bill, which is a body that the judges now have that looks at standards, training, discipline. And this is their first set of guidelines. So I think this is really important. I'm also very pleased that they've taken this area, the Domestic Violence Bill, and they have said, if you're in an intimate relationship and there is a sexual assault of any type, if there's a barring order broken, whatever, that's what they call an aggravating factor and can be taken into account.
But am I naive
with sentencing?
On this, Francis? I would have thought that one of the things that is so egregious about domestic violence is that those who perpetrate it believe they are uncatchable. They think it happens behind closed doors, that they are the person in charge of the home and that therefore they can get away with it. So does tougher sentencing dissuade in that context if you don't ever believe you'll
get
prosecuted?
No, but it is a mark of how society believes it should be dealt with. The actual deterrent to the individual, because it's such a moment of rage and temper and aggression, obviously it's very hard to interrupt that. It's obviously often far too late, and we're seeing some horrific cases at the moment. But I think in terms of the overall social and societal approach to this offence, it is showing that we're taking it more and more seriously. I mean, there was a time when you could hardly report it.
53106 if you have a view, or 087 1400. 106. We should move to the really worrying story. I mean, whatever about conflict in the Middle East, whatever about the markets in upheaval, whatever about bond prices and crude oil prices going through the roof, the fundamental thing we should all be fearing, there's a shortage of exorcists.
Unbelievable.
The Pope has panicked.
It's unbelievable. He actually had an audience in March with a group of people representing the International Association of Exorcists. And they're saying
there's an international association.
Yes, there is, with 2,000 members or 1,000 members to raise awareness of demonic, is that how you pronounce it? Possession. And there's a shortage of 2,000. And they're worried that the Catholic training and the diocesan training is not taking this into account and raising awareness about the dangers of Satan. And with this rise of, they are saying, with social media and AI, we need more and more of priests trained in exorcism. It's utterly extraordinary. Now, there was a film, The Pope's Exorcist, if you remember Russell Crowe.
There was. This was Russell Crowe, filmed in
Ireland.
And
it was based on the memoirs of a priest who specialised in this and said himself he did more than 160,000 exorcists. So who knew that this was going on? Now, this was very bad for women as well.
Why was it bad for women?
Because you remember women were witches and all sorts of things and, you know, they got cut
off. Are they not a separate tangential track?
Well, maybe they are. Maybe I'm losing the run of myself talking about this.
My expertise in the area of demonic possession is not what it once was.
But this is Satanism. The growing number of cases involving Satanism. This is the devil doing his work and the spiritual risks that are posed by it. And the Pope, now he is a sensible man, but he did say that they do, quote, a delicate but most necessary job. Which is a bit worrying, actually.
That's a quote from the Pope.
Yes.
Exorcism is a delicate but necessary job.
Yes, you know.
Francis, thank you very much. That is Francis Fitzgerald, who is former Taoiseach and currently advisor to the G7 Gender Equality Council and ambassador for Ruham.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.